Can't wait for this. Tomorrow night at the Gabba, sell out. It's 6:40 start, so an early start. Lions v. Carlton. We've got Link McCarthy joining us. Is the that end sense of anticipation going through the club as well, Lincoln?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think we're all pretty excited. As you know, like pre-seasons, they can drag on a bit, so everyone's pretty keen to get out there and, I guess, put into practice what we've been doing over the last sort of 4 or 5 months. And yeah, can't wait to do it in front of our home crowd here at the Gabba.
Yeah, you're hard to beat at the Gabba too. I see, mate, we're past 40,000 members and targeting 60K, which would be a record. How good's that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Obviously, we're pretty stoked with this amount of support we've been getting here up in Brizzy from all over the country, not just the Brisbane folks. But yeah, obviously the numbers, the trajectory of the numbers are in good shape at the moment. So yeah, hopefully sooner than later, we're pushing north of 60, which will be amazing for the club.
Yeah, very good. I mean, am I right in thinking this is your sixth season at the Lions?
Yeah, it's my sixth season. Yeah, I've been loving it so far.
Yeah, have you? So you're Queensland. We've given you Queensland residency. what about citizenship post career?
yeah, we're going to stay up here. Yeah, we really love it. We're from country South Australia, so. A lot of family back there, but my brother and sister have both moved up to Queensland recently. So, yeah, feeling really settled up here, and my partner really likes it. And as you know, generally your partner drives the ship, so
exactly
we'll most likely stay here.
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal, mate.
Hey, and like you mentioned the South Australia, so border town boy, and you had a lot to do as kids with Lachie Neal, didn't you?
Yeah, played a fair bit of sport with Lachie early on. We started playing basketball together, but we probably looked at our stature and our parents and realised that probably wasn't going to go too far. Well, I guess that was really fun time, and then progressed into footy and cricket. So those really small towns in the country, although geographically they can be a little bit far apart, you sort of when the sports stuff comes together, you all sort of end up merging together and putting together a team. So. Yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah, did you play any cricket against each other, or did you play any, Link?
I played a bit of cricket. Yeah, I wasn't too flash. I was a bit of a slogger. Every time I tried blocking the ball, I'd get out, so I had to just go out and try and play shots. But it was really good fun.
We've got a game for you now. Yeah. It's called T20.
Don't the Lions boys play in a T20 comp?
They are, actually. Yeah, I went down and watched them last Sunday, and that was pretty good fun. Lions had his eye, and he's got a very good eye.
Yeah, okay. Did it dawn on you? I've got these blokes covered.
definitely not. No. I feel like you lose your touch pretty quick with cricket. But Jared Lyons, I don't think he's lost much touch. But yeah, they throw a fair bit of banter around and have a group chat, and it sounds like it's pretty good fun.
Yeah, righto. Hey, now, sorry, Paddy. You go.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about the consistency. You know, I know we're going over old ground, but the time at Geelong was so tough for you injury-wise. But I just look, last three seasons here, 24, 25 and 24 games. I mean, it's amazing what they've done to your body and how hard you've worked on it as well.
Yeah, I've been super fortunate, obviously, to get the amount of support, up here. I had the same support down at Geelong, to be completely honest, but the tides have been able to change, and I'm just really thankful for all the efforts both clubs have put in to get me into this position, to be honest. Just absolutely loving it. It's nice to be up here in the sunshine and keeping the bones nice and warm, and I've got three young boys. Basically, they keep me pretty busy, and you don't have any time to think about any sore spots. So still been really good, to be honest. I'm just really fortunate.
A couple of months ago, you mightn't have been too happy in the sunshine. What was the hardest part of pre-season?
Oh, I was just talking about a workmate with this yesterday, but it was probably the most humid period, 2 month period. You guys would have felt that too, we've had up here in a long time, definitely since I've been here. So just the relentlessness of the humidity, you go to bed, you got to. If the aircon's not on, you're sweating bullets. So just the grind of that, I guess, waking up and getting to work and then trying to let your body temp cool down before you go again the next day, that was probably a bit of a drag for me. But in terms of the actual pre-season and the quality we were able to get out of, I've really optimistic about what we were able to achieve this pre-season and how we can push that forward through this season. So, yeah, it was a really enjoyable pre-season, and hopefully we can put it on show, you know, as the year progresses.
Yeah, so can we expect improvements right from the word go from a team that sort of reached the top last year?
I think so, yeah. I don't think you're going to see things drastically. You might not see them to the eye, to be honest, initially. But, yeah, we've just been working really hard on maintaining composure in those really high-pressured environments. We played a lot of handball games this pre-season with, you know, in tight, that where you've got to really assess the amount of traffic you've got around you and make good decisions. And we hope that, you know, as the year progresses, that you'll be able to see us making better decisions in and amongst a lot of pressure and then being able to keep the ball inside our 50. So, I thought it was a really enjoyable pre-season, and hopefully we've got something to show for it.
Hey, can you put it into words what the Gabba means? I mean, you didn't lose a game there last season.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Gabba's obviously, as a player, it's really fun to play at. The ground's amazing. The ground staff do a terrific job of keeping the deck just absolutely supreme. But the fans are what make the joint. It's not a massive venue, the Gabba, but the atmosphere that our fans and all the supporters bring, even the opposition supporters, just make it such a fun environment. But yeah, obviously we've been able to play here every second week for the last however many years, and you just have that familiarity with the ground, and it just makes for a really fun environment. And obviously we've been able to win quite a few games here in recent times, so we want to keep that going.
Now, I suspect Carlton will probably come at the centre clearance again. You know, they think that's the way to sort of nullify the Lions. But it does seem crucial at the Gabba, doesn't it, the centre bounce?
Yeah, it does. It's sort of it's got that little bit of elevation in the middle of the ground. So if you win centre bounce, you sort of feel like you're going downhill.
Okay.
To your own goals or to your own end. So, yeah, we see that as pretty vital for us to get the job done. And they're really strong in that area too. So it's going to be a really good game. And it'll start in the middle. So they got some really big weapons in there. Paddy Cripps is very hard to stop. He's about 6'4", runs around like a 5'10" midfielder. So yeah, and he's got a lot of support on the outside too. So, you know, if he's getting first use and giving it out to his runners, when they get it in long to their key forwards, they can be really damaging. As you know, they've got the Twin Towers down there up that end. So yeah, it'd be crucial to get the ball up our end and stop giving them some supply to their big guys.
Yeah, they're going to miss Sam Walsh though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. He was probably the runner on the outside that I was probably thinking of and forgetting that he's not playing this week. So, obviously there's other guys that are going to have to step up and try and produce the quality that Sam produces. We've got to capitalise on the opportunity of them having a couple of guys out.
Hey, we asked the Broncos when they come on after their tough loss in a grand final. I mean, what did you guys go through? How did you address it? Because it was pretty soul-destroying as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was pretty devastated both for us and the Bronx, but, you know, you certainly don't deserve a grand final win. You've got to get out there and earn it for the whole game. And, you know, both sides just weren't able to hold on for long enough. I can't really speak on behalf of the Bronx, but we are really, really sort of proud of how our group collectively has bounced back throughout the preseason. Like, you can't really assess where you're at exactly, but you can feel the mindset and the endeavour of the group. And I think we're in a really good position in that regard right now. So there's definitely no dwellers at the moment. We're sort of trying to get back to work, and I think that's what you've got to do to be able to either stay at the top or get to the top. And so hopefully we can go one better this year.
Oh, absolutely spot on that, Lincoln. Like, is there any rhythm or pattern to your choice of sleeves on any given night, long sleeves or sleeveless?
I don't think you'll see much long sleeves this year, apart from potentially when we're down south. We've got a few Adelaide games this year.
And Fags let you, does he?
So we'll just wait and see how the temp's going. I'm a bit precious being up here now after 6 years. It gets a bit cold going home. So
yep.
Let's see how we go.
Speaking of Adelaide, Tom Duda, how's he going coming back from this ACL? I mean, saw a report, I think it was on Channel 10 News last night, saying that he's hopeful of returning way early than maybe June.
Yeah, I think he's got his sights set on sort of around 4 or 5. You sort of don't want to put pressure on those guys that have been in rehab for quite a long time and set a date for him. But yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And he's just been going really well with his rehab. I think he's sort of potentially ahead of schedule, sort of as you guys pointed to then. But yeah, he's going to be a great addition to our side. He's a great player. He reads the ball terrifically, and he's a great size and he's got some great speed as well. So yeah, he'll be we're really excited to have him in the team when he's ready. That's for sure. Hey, fellas, I've got to duck off to a meeting.
Is it Fags? Is he a tyrant?
It's Fags, yeah, he'll be cracking the whip pretty shortly.
And who's your fines master?
The Big O.
Oh, scary, we don't need the Big O.
Don't argue with him. All right, mate. Great to chat and enjoy tomorrow night. Sell our crowd at the Gabba.
Good luck, mate.
I appreciate it, guys. Talk soon.
Full-time in both the Champions League matches, Man City 3-1 over Copenhagen, so they go through 6-2 into the quarters on aggregate. 1-1 Real Madrid and RB Leipzig, so that finished 2-1 to Real Madrid. They advance to the quarters. Now, Vanessa's joining us with a little bit of news out of Toowoomba. We'll do that in a second, but one from our listeners. Paddy, could you please ask Vanessa her thoughts on the Alistair Clarkson disgraceful verbal attack on an opposition player? She had plenty to say regarding the Adam Reynolds and Paddy Carrigan wrestle. The silence is deafening. Well, let's not be silent any longer.
I am happy to give my take on this one. It was disgraceful what Alistair Clarkson did on the sidelines. Yes, he was very upset about his co-captain Jai Simpkin getting knocked out. That 7-week ban was deserved. However, when you are the coach, the senior coach of an AFL side, the standard comes from you. You need to set that standard. And his behaviour in just engaging in this verbal attack, you know, let alone the homophobic slur that he did allegedly use, I mean, that is not good enough either. But, you know, just the fact that he did engage in that is just... And, you know, Clarkson is old enough and he has been in the system enough to know just when to... zip it, when to walk away, when you just need to go and focus on your own team and just fire them up amongst yourselves. Like, you just cannot engage in that on the sidelines. He definitely should be penalised for that. And I don't know what that's going to look like. I would assume a fine. I hope it's a hefty fine, that it actually sends a message, because he needs to be better. He's unfortunately been involved in a few things over the years. You know, has he not learned by now? Like, there are times you just need to walk away and just focus on your own team and set a high standard there.
Yep. Okay. All right. There you go, Steve. I hope you're happy. Now, just on bad news, I've just been picking up on socials as it's coming through. There's been an awful fire in Toowoomba this morning.
There has. Look, I reported it in the 8 o'clock bulletin that a person was feared dead in a fire that broke out in a bakery and adjoining house at Highfields. Sadly, police have confirmed a death in that fire. Apparently, just quite an intense blaze that has destroyed that bakery and the adjoining house. Sadly, one person's died. We don't have any information about the victim there. A crime scene has been established. The cause is being investigated. And, I guess we'll wait for more information to come through, but certainly thoughts are with those involved in that situation.
Yeah, tragedy unfolding in Toowoomba this morning. Vanessa, thank you very much, and thank you for your take on the Alistair Clarkson attack as well.
Thank you.
And as we said, we'll probably in the next few hours we'll get a result of that. Andrew Dillon saying that, we'll make a fairly quick decision on that. But, yeah, look, I suspect it's going to be a fine. I suspect that it'll be sizable.
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Muzz is on the line. Thank you, Vanessa. You've got to get back and get that 8:30 news ready, haven't you?
Gather lines.
Muzz, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Pat and Ian, how are you?
Good.
Excellent, Muzz.
Hey, mate, just I'm not referring to the Sam Kerr issue, but I'm just referring to such issues in regard to the way they're handled by, A, the managers for their client and their club for their star players. I mean, it's human nature that we hope these things don't come out and delay what happens. But, I mean, they're doing a disservice because, I mean, it's inevitable that these things happen. These things will come out in the end there. And I agree there with Heels in regard to sort of trying to get off on a technicality, you know, is probably not the right advice. Just sort of go there, tell the truth, take your medicine, and I mean, that's all you can do, and people forgive and move on, if you mean.
Well, if they've got body-worn cameras, which I suspect most police officers, you're going to learn the truth fairly quickly.
In that regard, if they've got those cameras there, well, you know, you're a fool to argue anything otherwise.
Mm. Well, yeah, look, basically for those listeners who are just joining us, that there's been more developments on the Sam Kerr situation, and they're now saying that she basically used the words to the policeman. The allegation is that she called the policeman a stupid white bee. So, look, we don't know what's happened. It's been so much undercover that the FA and the Australian coach didn't know what's happened until yesterday. So, look, yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. But, yeah, lawyers will be doing the best for her.
Well, I don't think that's the best for her. I'm with Murray, and he was with me. We're a very tight bunch. Mm. And, yeah, getting her off on a technicality is not the best thing for Sam Kerr.
Yeah, okay. All right, Muzz, appreciate your time this morning. Hills, before you dig, lodge a free inquiry online. Don't dig blind. Search Before You Dig online every time. BYDA.com.au. Hills, I've got to say, I sort of hinted at mine, which is a pretty, not really unusual one for me, because it's, I can't believe that the judiciary has been held over until Tuesday with this Lenu thing. I reckon, given that they apparently can't find audio of the incident, and they've searched and searched, Fox have uncovered a little more video of it, or another angle of it, which seems to show the Broncos players in the immediate vicinity reacting after Lenu and Mam clash. So, yeah, look, I suspect that there has been something derogatory and something very unsavoury said to Ezra Mam that has caused him to finish in tears in the dressing room afterwards. All I'm saying is that now we've had a social media pile-on directed at Lenu and his family. Lenu's had to disconnect from all social media, which, you had to be a rocket scientist to work that out. The longer it dragged out, of course, the anonymous keyboard warriors were going to jump on and pile on, which they have done now. Surprise, surprise. So now it's exacerbated the whole situation. Get him in front of the judiciary as soon as possible, not wait until next Tuesday.
And, you used yesterday, the end of round one is the time where the judiciary will sit. But they could have easily done end of round zero, couldn't they?
Yeah.
It was round zero.
Yeah, admittedly, they all had to get back from Vegas. They probably had to go through their protocols and look at, well, they didn't probably. They had to go through the protocols and look at the vision, try and pick up any microphone sounds at all from the interaction between Lenu and Mam. That apparently hasn't produced anything. We've seen a bit of extra vision of the players sort of recoiling in apparent anger, and we know that it was carried on in the hotel afterwards. So, look, let's get it done, but it ain't going to be done. But what's happened since then, the pile-on, is not surprising whatsoever.
The head of integrity was in Vegas for sure. You can't go to Vegas without that person.
No.
And he should have had the interviews done that night anyway. And get the rest finished up this afternoon. Good dig, Paddy. My dig is Jonathan Brown started it off. I think it's just worth doing again. And Jonathan said, "Oh, it's a small dig. You know, if we're going to have a community series, let's take it more to the communities." But he was then he sort of said, "If we're going to have a an NRL hijack." Should the games have been last week while they were all away? The AFL said, well, it's like robbing the NRL's houses while they're away, right? Well, they're all back and the AFL is about to start. So it hasn't quite worked out to, along the lines of their marketing. Mm. But he got criticised for lashing the AFL with that dig. And it wasn't a lash, and mine isn't either, other than just to point out that the AFL is still starting 1 week later than Vegas. And, it's not consistent with your marketing.
Okay. All right, yeah, I can understand that as well. Speaking of superstars, Hills, Richmond apparently saying this morning that Dustin Martin won't be coming up for the Suns game on Saturday. They've ruled him out with injury.
He's scared of Dimmer.
Yes. It's going to be a big clash. But that's what I'm reading, that Dusty won't be here for the Suns game. It's coming up very quickly to that 8:30 news. I hope Vanessa's had time after spending a few moments with us and giving her opinions on the Alistair Clarkson situation. I think she has. She's ready for the 8:30 news, and we'll be back right after that.
Oh, Paddy, the Olympic uniforms are out.
Oh, no, you and Jack have just been having
They're good. So most of them are good. So, and nowhere in the release today can I see that tracksuit top that I saw last night on the news. So the plain yellow one with the tiny little bit of green trim, it had nothing. So I don't know what that was. But most of them look good. There's one strip that's got like Boy Scout socks. I don't like that. Like their cappuccino socks, whether it's hockey, is a female wearing it? Whether it's hockey, maybe, no, surely not football. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I'm just picking up a few. I don't mind them, to tell you the truth, from what I've seen. But, okay, you'll see them unveiled throughout the day across social media. Grant's been on the text line, which is...
Oh, you don't want to break them here?
What's that?
Break them. Break the uniforms. What do you like about them? Before they see them, social media, mate.
Yeah.
Social radio.
Well, I've only seen one. I've only seen the rugby sevens team, and it looks pretty good to me.
That's green and gold?
Yeah.
There's one that's white. It might be an away clash strip or something. It's sort of white or grey, off grey. Can you see that with the cappuccino socks?
No, I've only got the rugby uniform here.
Okay. Jack had the lot.
Indigenous motifs on the
sleeves. Yeah, the indigenous connections strong.
Looks great.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. So that's the only one that I can find, but obviously my talents around social media and computers are limited. Grant has been on the text line, which is 0467 736 736. You can join us. There's been a few join us this morning on the Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line, 13 13 55. Grant saying US viewer numbers for the NRL are in, 61K and 44K for game one and two respectively. USA has a population of 332 million. Fair to conclude it was nothing more than another PVL Peter Volandi's PR exercise. These numbers are poor. Yeah, the numbers are poor on face value. Naturally, I've been in television for 47 years, so they'll spin them, which we managed to...
They've released them, honestly, haven't they? Probably. Do you think they might have a bit of mayo in them, 61 and 44?
Well, they come out of the States, though. These were the ones that Matty picked up for us yesterday,
yes.
And they were US ratings. So, yeah, look, on face value, Grant, agreed.
Well,
they look poor.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. First effort in a new sport. What, has anyone ever done better than that in America?
Yeah.
I know Australian rules football went there in the mid-80s and got kicked out. They just did not go back. So this is a big effort, and maybe they're good figures.
Yeah,
and to me, that's all they've got to work on. They've got to improve them. Otherwise, year three is going to look pretty bad.
Yep, and, well, I mean, the figures here were enormous. As we heard from Fox and Channel 9, were massive. So that's, you know, one box ticked for that. And the hype around it as well. I don't think it's a complete waste of time. But as you said, Hills, you'd love to know how much the whole exercise has cost.
Mm.
You know, and has it come at the expense of pouring money into junior footy and all that sort of thing.
Can they get any sort of agreement from Fox 1 to put them one game earlier? But that's going to cut into that college basketball game of the other day, and they might just not allow that whatsoever. So, yeah, they need to sort of get them in better times for Americans to watch them, maybe. So see how that all comes out. Jack's just talked to me, Patty, unlikely sort of off-white outfit for the Olympics with the Boy Scout socks is the Matildas. So hopefully it's just when they clash with another opponent, they'll wear that one.
Mm.
And let's pray there's no clashes.
What about our tips for this week? Don't miss our tips in supercoachtips.com.au and the Courier Mail. Well, I've got the Courier Mail here. Healy, 1 out of 2. Welch, none out of two. So you got your way, even though you put your tips in late. So I went Rabbitohs and Broncos. Why they had to repeat that and put that there as well?
Oh, did they put our last week's tips?
Yes.
Oh, do they do that every week? No, surely not. You've got to keep last week's lift out if you want to see what we tipped.
Well, I can tell you what I've tipped this week. I've tipped the Knights.
You should see him, listeners. He hides it like his homework in grade four. He hides when he does his tips.
I've tipped the Knights over the Raiders. I'm pretty much gone for the Faves, actually. I've tipped the Warriors over the Sharks. Panthers in the big one against the Storm. One of the reasons was I did hear Frank Panisi, which I think we've played on the news, but the renowned footy manager for the Storm talking about the Cameron Munster incident in the shower. And you just get the feeling that Munster isn't going to play.
He's done his groin in the shower, we hear. Surely he could have come up with something better than that.
Frank, what have you been doing?
What's going on?
What have you been doing, Frank?
Boys, if it was anyone else, I wouldn't believe it. But with Munster, I definitely believe he can come up with different ways of injuring himself. But it was on our day off in Fiji, and they were going to play golf early in the morning, and he's gone for the big slip and did the splits, and his roommate Harry Grant was in stitches, whereas thinking that it was just a laugh. But yeah, it's to lose a player, potentially, hopefully he's not ruled out now. He'll get a final tomorrow, but it's not looking great, to be honest with you. And being the first game of the year, certainly we're not going to rush him. So if he's not 100% fit or close to 100%, he won't play. But yeah, if Bunts are going to do an injury like that, if anyone's going to do an injury like that, it's Bunts.
It got through 36 holes and it was still a bit sore.
In a bash-a-thon against the Panthers, yeah. You suspect that they're not going to risk him. I'm tipping the Eels against the Doggies. A little bit unknown this year. I'd like to see what the Dogs have got to offer. And I'm tipping the two local teams. Obviously, I'm tipping the Titans against the Dragons and I'm tipping the Cowboys against the Dolphins in a real toss of the coin job. Didn't know what to do on that one.
They're so similar. Their aspirations are exactly the same, the Redcliffe and the Cowboys. They need to improve from last week. I don't need to lift out Paddy. I know what I tip, and I will keep them to myself. No, Jack's telling me I tipped exactly what you did.
I think so. We've gone with
winning. I'm going to be beating you for 2 weeks now. Mm. What about a draw? What happens with a draw?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Get half a point.
Not sure. Anyway,
can you tip a draw and get five? What if you tip one?
No, you can tip a draw. I don't know how many points. Jack is telling us. I don't know. I can't understand. It's 8:39. We'll need to take a break because Tommy Hackett's coming up the other side.